everyone, and welcome or welcome back to Hook of a Book. I'm your host, Ellie Mano, age 14, and for the 170th official episode of Hook of a Book, I'll be reviewing a fantastic young adult thriller book with some of the most shocking plot twists I've ever read. The Reappearance of Rachel Price by Holly Jackson. Holly Jackson is also the author of the Good Girl's Guide to Murder trilogy. A Good Girl's Guide to Murder is my favorite thriller book of all time, but The Reappearance of Rachel Price is definitely up there too. I rated it 5 stars on Goodreads, which I don't do very often. This book is a new release. It came out in early April. I actually got my copy in late March because for some reason the Barnes & Noble near me had it placed on shelves a few days before the official release date. I was so excited to start reading, but I was also kind of nervous that it wouldn't be as good as some of Holly Jackson's other books. I didn't need to worry, though. From the very first page, I could tell that this was going to be a super special book. I couldn't put it down, and I read it at every opportunity I had over the week, even though I had tons of homework, including a 6-page research paper on Charlemagne the Great. Let me read you a summary of The Reappearance of Rachel Price right now. 18-year-old Annabelle, or Belle for short, has grown up without a mom. 16 years ago, when Belle was 2 years old, her mom disappeared. Belle was the only person with Rachel Price when she disappeared, but she has no memory of the incident. She was 2, after all. Everyone assumes Rachel is dead. It's been 16 years, and there have been no sightings since then. Her case has become one of the most famous in the country. So famous that a filmmaker recently reached out to Belle's family, asking if they would be willing to be involved in a documentary he's making about Rachel's disappearance. They agree, and soon production starts. Belle lives with her dad, and she's not super happy he agreed to the documentary. She's not interested in talking on camera about a woman she barely knew. Rachel's case has defined Belle's life, and Belle is just sick of it all. But then, the unthinkable happens. Rachel Price reappears at Belle's house, and suddenly Belle's whole life has been turned upside down. Rachel has this crazy story about where she's been for 16 years. Apparently, she was kidnapped and kept in a basement. She never saw the face of her kidnapper, and one day he just decided to let her go. Everyone believes Rachel's story. After all, what other explanation is there for her disappearance? However, Belle starts noticing some things that aren't adding up. Her mom seems to be telling the story slightly differently each time someone asks, and she keeps getting the number of years she was gone wrong. Belle thinks that there's more that her mother isn't saying, and she's determined to find out what and why. She teams up with Ash, who is a member of the film crew working on Rachel's documentary. He's around Belle's age, and while they don't exactly hit it off at first, Ash may be the only person that is willing to listen to Belle's concerns about her mother. Is Rachel lying about her disappearance? Is there more to the story than Belle initially thought? As she and Ash work to uncover the truth, they make surprising revelations about Belle's family and Rachel. Nobody is who they seem in the Price family, and Belle may be the only person who can discover the reason behind the reappearance of Rachel Price. It's been a while since I read a thriller this captivating. Holly Jackson truly has a talent for writing lovable characters. I really cared about Belle, and I was rooting for her throughout the entire book. This book is such an incredible story of redefining family and how there's multiple sides to every story. I wouldn't call it super creepy because I could read it at night and not get spooked, but there's definitely an unsettling air to certain parts of the book that really added to the story. The vibes were definitely there, you know? Let me read you a passage from The Reappearance of Rachel Price right now. Anna? Belle spun on her heels, hanging up the phone. Rachel was standing there, a dark silhouette in the doorway, eyes glowing, red footprints on the black and white tiles. I just called the police, Belle said. They're on their way. One small lie, but Rachel didn't know her. She couldn't read Belle like a mom should have. Thank you, Rachel croaked, shuffling forward, pulling out a chair at the kitchen table, falling into it. Belle stepped back against the counter. You don't have to be scared, Annabelle, Rachel said, clean tear trails through her dirty face. Everything's going to be okay now, I promise. How could Belle tell her that everything was already okay? I can't believe I'm home. Rachel blinked in the room, taking it in, Belle with it. New refrigerator? Belle swallowed. I know you must have a lot of questions for me, Anna, Rachel said, steepling her hands together. It's Belle, she said quickly before she lost the nerve. Sorry? Belle. My name is Belle. It's Belle now, not Anna. Hasn't been Anna for a long time. Oh. Rachel stared ahead, far into the middle distance, seeing something Belle couldn't. Maybe only those who had disappeared could. I called you Anna. I've been thinking of you this whole time as Anna. Sorry. I wondered what you looked like at each age, what you were doing for your birthdays, what you were good at and bad at, whether you'd like the same foods as me, what made you happy. I had this whole picture of you in my head. That's what kept me going. Rachel shook off that other place, whatever it was, looking at Belle instead. You're better than I ever could have imagined. I've missed you so much, Anna. Sorry, Belle. That's okay, Belle said, which was good because she didn't know how to respond to that other part. If Rachel had truly missed Belle, did that mean she wasn't able to come back until now? Such a mountain of hard questions. Belle didn't know where to begin. At the start, on that snowy day in February when Rachel disappeared not once, but twice. Filling in where Belle's memory could not. Or today, 16 years later, and those torn up feet. Where? She took a breath, steeled herself, locked her jaw. Where were you? Rachel nodded, glanced down at her grimy hands, voice just a rasp when she spoke again. I don't know. I chose to read that passage to you because it takes place when Rachel has just reappeared, and Belle is kind of panicked. She doesn't know how to react, you know? I mean, it's sort of terrifying if a woman you thought was dead for 16 years is suddenly just in your living room. The reappearance of Rachel Price kept me guessing until the final pages, and I was consistently shocked by every plot twist. Seriously, I have no idea how Holly Jackson comes up with these twists and turns. If you're interested in reading The Reappearance of Rachel Price, here are some things you need to know before reading this book. Okay, so in The Reappearance of Rachel Price, there is some profanity as well as a bit of violence. There are also some romantic references, but overall, nothing concerning. I'd recommend this phenomenal thriller for ages 12 and up. Now it's time for my weekly reading update. This week I finished rereading Six of Crows, which I absolutely loved. I also finished reading three other books. Two YA romances, See You Yesterday and This Time It's Real, and one YA fantasy, Defy the Night. They were all fantastic reads. Right now I'm reading Check and Mate by Allie Hazelwood, which is a YA romance book between two chess players. I just started it, so I don't have many thoughts yet, but I can't wait to keep reading. Thank you so much for listening to Hook of a Book this week. If you have a book you want me to review on the show, you can email me at hookofabookpodcast@gmail.com or leave your request in a comment on Spotify. You can also send in a voice message that might be featured on a future episode. The links are in the episode description. To stay up to date with all things Hook of a Book related, you can check out Hook of a Book's Instagram. Sometimes additional book recommendations that aren't on the show will be featured there. The link is in the podcast description. Have a great week, you guys, and keep on reading. Ellie out.